Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Describe Your Relaxation Spot After a Stressful Day. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've observed that questions about relaxation and stress relief are increasingly common in the test. The topic, "Describe a place where you go to unwind after a stressful day," is particularly relevant given the fast-paced nature of modern life. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore how to excel in answering such questions, providing you with valuable insights to boost your IELTS speaking score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about relaxation and stress relief. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you find it easy to relax? Band 6 to 7 answer. Yes, I find it relatively easy to relax. I have a few methods that help me unwind, like reading a book or taking a short walk. Band 8-9, answer. Generally speaking, I find it quite manageable to relax. I've developed a repertoire of techniques that I employ depending on the situation. For instance, I might engage in some light meditation or indulge in my hobby of watercolor painting to alleviate stress. What do you usually do to relax? Band 6-7, answer. To relax, I usually listen to music or watch my favorite TV shows. Sometimes, I also go for a run in the park near my house. Band 8-9, answer. I have a variety of strategies to unwind, depending on the level of stress and the time available. For quick relaxation, I often practice deep breathing exercises or progressive muscle relaxation. When I have more time, I find immersing myself in nature, whether it's gardening or hiking, to be incredibly rejuvenating. Part 2, Long Turn. Cue card. Describe a place where you go to unwind after a stressful day. You should say where this place is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why you find it relaxing. Sample answer, band 6-7. The place I go to unwind after a stressful day is a small park near my apartment. It's about a 5-minute walk from where I live, which makes it very convenient. I try to go there at least 3 times a week, especially after long days at work. When I'm at the park, I usually take a leisurely stroll along the tree-lined paths. Sometimes I sit on a bench and read a book or simply watch people go by. If the weather is nice, I might do some light exercises or stretching on the grass. I find this place relaxing because it's a peaceful oasis in the middle of the busy city. The greenery and fresh air help me clear my mind and forget about the day's stress. The sound of birds chirping and the rustle of leaves in the breeze create a calming atmosphere that helps me unwind and recharge for the next day. Sample answer, band 8-9. The sanctuary I retreat to after a particularly demanding day is a quaint, family-run bookstore cafe nestled in a quiet corner of my neighborhood. It's a mere stone's throw from my residence, perhaps a leisurely 10-minute amble. I make it a point to frequent this haven at least thrice a week, more if my schedule permits, or if I'm grappling with an exceptionally stressful period. The moment I cross the threshold, I'm enveloped by the comforting aroma of freshly brewed coffee and the unmistakable scent of well-loved books. My ritual there is quite therapeutic. I often begin by perusing the shelves, allowing my fingers to trail along the spines of books, occasionally pulling one out that piques my interest. Then, I'll settle into one of the plush armchairs tucked away in a cozy nook, armed with my chosen book and a steaming cup of their signature lavender-infused chamomile tea. This place serves as my personal oasis of tranquility for several reasons. Firstly, the ambient atmosphere, with its soft jazz playing in the background and the gentle murmur of fellow bookworms, creates a cocoon of calm that instantly dissipates my stress. Moreover, the act of immersing myself in literature provides a much-needed mental escape, allowing me to momentarily step away from my concerns and into different worlds and perspectives. The cafe's strict no-phones policy further enhances this sense of detachment from daily pressures. Lastly, the warm, almost familial ambience fostered by the owners and regular patrons gives me a sense of belonging and community, which I find incredibly grounding after a day of feeling overwhelmed. It's not just a place to unwind. It's a restorative experience that rejuvenates my spirit and prepares me to face whatever challenges the next day might bring. Follow-up questions. Q. How has this place changed over time? Band 6-7 answer. The park has been well maintained over the years. They've added some new benches and planted more flowers, which has made it even nicer. Band 8-9 answer. Over the years, I've observed a gradual transformation of this literary haven. The owners have meticulously curated their collection, introducing more diverse genres and local authors. They've also expanded their refreshment offerings to include a range of organic teas and gluten-free pastries, catering to changing tastes and dietary needs. Perhaps most significantly, they've cultivated a vibrant community through regular book clubs and author meet and greets, which has elevated the space from a mere cafe to a cultural hub. Q. Do you think it's important for people to have a place to relax? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think it's very important. Having a place to relax can help reduce stress and improve mental health. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I believe it's imperative for individuals to have a designated space for relaxation. In our increasingly fast-paced and digitally connected world, having a physical or mental sanctuary can serve as a crucial counterbalance to the stressors of daily life. Such spaces not only provide immediate stress relief, but also contribute to long-term mental well-being and emotional resilience. They offer an opportunity for introspection and self-care, which are essential components of maintaining a healthy work-life balance and preventing burnout. Part 3, two-way discussion. How do you think the ways people relax have changed over the years? Band 6-7, answer. I think people nowadays use technology more to relax. Many people watch videos or play games on their phones to unwind. In the past, people might have read books or spent time outdoors more often. Band 8-9 answer. The evolution of relaxation methods over the years has been quite fascinating. In the past, relaxation often involved more physical and social activities, such as community sports or family gatherings. However, with the advent of digital technology, we've seen a significant shift towards more solitary and screen-based forms of relaxation. Many individuals now turn to streaming services, social media, or mobile games as their primary means of unwinding. While these can be effective stress relievers, they also come with potential drawbacks, such as decreased face-to-face social interaction and increased sedentary behavior. Interestingly, we're also witnessing a resurgence of traditional relaxation methods as a response to digital fatigue. Practices like mindfulness meditation, yoga, and even adult coloring books have gained popularity as people seek more mindful and tactile ways to decompress. Moreover, the concept of self-care has expanded, with many people now viewing relaxation as an essential part of their overall health routine, rather than a luxury. This shift has led to a more holistic approach to relaxation, incorporating elements of physical health, mental well-being, and even spiritual practices. Q. Do you think the places where people relax will change in the future? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think they might change. With technology improving, people might use virtual reality to relax in the future. They could visit virtual beaches or forests without leaving their homes. Band 8-9 answer. I believe the landscape of relaxation spaces is likely to undergo significant transformations in the future, driven by technological advancements and changing societal needs. Firstly, we're likely to see an increased integration of technology in relaxation spaces. Virtual and augmented reality could revolutionize how we perceive and interact with relaxation environments. Imagine being able to transport yourself to a serene beach or a tranquil forest at the touch of a button, complete with realistic sensory experiences. However, paradoxically, I also anticipate a growing demand for tech-free relaxation zones. As our lives become increasingly digitized, there may be a counter-movement seeking out spaces that offer a complete escape from technology, perhaps even blocking cellular signals to ensure a truly disconnected experience. The concept of third spaces, locations that are neither home nor work, could evolve to include more dedicated relaxation areas in urban environments. We might see an increase in public relaxation pods or mindfulness gardens integrated into city planning. Moreover, as awareness of environmental issues grows, there could be a shift towards eco-friendly relaxation spaces. These might include urban rooftop gardens, rewilded areas in cities, or sustainable retreat centers that allow people to relax while feeling connected to nature and environmentally responsible. Lastly, personalization will likely play a significant role. adaptable spaces that can cater to individual relaxation preferences, perhaps using AI to adjust lighting, temperature, and even scent based on personal profiles, could become more prevalent. This would allow for a more tailored and effective relaxation experience for each individual. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Unwind, verb, to relax after a period of work or tension. Example, after a long day at the office, I like to unwind by taking a warm bath. Rejuvenate, verb, to give new energy or vigor to, revitalize. Example, a weekend in the countryside always rejuvenates my spirit. Sanctuary, noun, a place of refuge or safety. Example, my garden is my personal sanctuary where I can escape from the world. Therapeutic, theutic, adjective, having a good effect on the body or mind, contributing to a sense of well-being. Example, I find painting to be a very therapeutic activity. Oasis, a peaceful place or period of calm in the midst of a difficult or hectic situation. Example, the park serves as an oasis of tranquility in the bustling city. Recharge, verb, to regain energy and spirit. Example, I need to recharge my batteries after this exhausting week. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing relaxation and stress relief. Use a variety of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases related to relaxation and emotions. Provide specific examples. When describing your relaxation spot, give vivid details to make your answer more engaging and authentic. Show reflection. In part 3, demonstrate your ability to think critically about broader issues related to relaxation and societal changes. Practice fluency. Aim to speak smoothly without long pauses. Regular practice with a variety of topics can help improve your overall fluency. Use idiomatic expressions. Incorporate relevant idioms naturally into your responses to showcase your language proficiency. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is to communicate effectively and confidently while demonstrating a wide range of vocabulary and grammatical structures. Good luck with your preparation. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our guides on describing a place where you feel most relaxed and describing a place where you like to go to clear your head.